T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We are very pleased to have on the line with us right now the Secretary of the Department of Community and Economic Development of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Dennis Davin. Dennis, thank you for joining us. How are you, sir?
Sure thing, Frank. I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I know you must be busier than ever, and I appreciate you taking the time. Can you tell us what your department is doing to help businesses and the Commonwealth in this very, very strange time?
Sure, and this is a strange time, and this is really unprecedented. Obviously, I think everybody would agree with that. What we're trying to do is we have a couple things that are going on right now. One of the things that we're doing is working with the governor's office and the Department of Health regarding trying to give as much direction as we can to businesses that are affected by this. So, you know, one of the things that a lot of people are looking at, they're looking at the definitions of essential businesses versus non-essential businesses. And we've actually expanded that. And I would encourage everybody and all your listeners to go to our website, which is dced.pa.gov. And there's a heading on the website that'll go right to what the definition is of non-essential and essential businesses. But this is one of those things, Frank, that again, because it's unprecedented, we are trying to do what we can to really keep people away from each other and looking at businesses that way too, while understanding that we're trying to do the least amount of business disruption as possible and have at least amount of business disruption as possible. The idea really is to try to reduce people being with each other, reduce social or increase social distancing, but to really act now before the governor or the secretary of health has to, you know, find it necessary to compel closures under the law for the interest of public health. So we're doing as much as we can to try to tell people that, look, you know, we want, if you are in public facing industries like entertainment, hospitality, recreation, and a variety of things like that, some retail organizations, we are considering you non-essential businesses. And the strong recommendation from the governor is for those to close. And then, essential businesses, though, like grocery stores and even big box stores, post office, gas station, pharmacies, need to continue to operate. But the facilities that are operating need to do so in as clear a manner as possible that allows for, the social distancing. But we're really asking people to use common sense.
I know that you're probably getting inundated with it, but we've been getting calls from, mom and pop stores and restaurants, and they are concerned about being able to survive, during this time. They're worried about paying bills. Is there anything that's going to be available to help these businesses? Anything that you see? I know Washington's working on a bailout, and I know that would have to come through the governor to get help, but do you see anything that these businesses can kind of hope for?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's what we're focused on now. The first thing is the public health crisis. We're trying to keep people away from people, other people, as much as we can. Secondly, we want to do what we can to help reduce the pressures on these businesses. You mentioned at the federal level, there's a Small Business Administration, and there's a specific program coming out of the Small Business Administration for these emergency loans. The governor, I think today, is going to send a letter. We had to gather information from each of the counties to show affected businesses. Include that in a letter. The governor is going to send that to the feds, and that'll allow for Pennsylvania to be designated as a state that could will be able to utilize these this SBA funding, this Small Business Administration funding. In addition, we have the Pennsylvania Industrial Development Authority that we're working right now with the Pennsylvania legislature on capitalizing and moving funding around to be able to utilize that for small businesses. And this is really for businesses that are 100 employees or less. And we really want to focus on the businesses that are hurt the most. And, you know, if for instance, they may not qualify for the SBA funding, that's still to be determined exactly. We want to be able to utilize that for those types of businesses. And in addition, you know, I've been on a number of different calls with legislators around the state that are looking at other type of local programs and economic development organizations at the local level that are looking at local programs that might be useful. I was just on with Senator Udicek a little while ago, and you know, this is great to have folks like Senator Udicek and others give us good information that we can then take and have that put that into to the you know, the pot of programs that we want to be able to roll out to the business community, and we want to do that as soon as possible. So we're working every day, all day, to get to that point.
Mr. Secretary, this is Mark Davis. I'm with Frank this afternoon on the air. What about if you were a small business owner sitting there with your doors closed right now, what is the one most important piece of advice you'd give to that person?
Yeah, that is a good one. And we're hearing those stories over and over and over again. The advice is that they, you know, and again, it's hard for me to say this to them. I'm not a small business owner, but there is help. Help is on the way. And there's help on the way from the federal government. There's help on the way from the state government, and there's help on the way from the local government. And all of us are working day and night to make sure that help is there.
So the best advice then would be stay in touch with the department via the website to see the programs will be posted as they roll out?
Yes, and we will also put out press releases as we come up with more information. I can tell you the one other thing, I should have said this, the one other thing is that please, you know, practice social distancing. Do what you can to eliminate you know, large groups of people being together. That is the most important thing. We all have to remember, you know, we're doing what we can within our department, working with the feds and also working at the local level to try to put help out there, put help together that we can get out there to help these small businesses. But the most important thing right now is the health of individuals in Pennsylvania, in the United States, and in the world. And that's what we're most concerned with. This is a national, an international health emergency, and we want to be able to have people be healthy and not overrun the healthcare centers.
And I know, Secretary Devin, that you are always working in the best interest of Pennsylvania businesses, and so I know you're doing this, but just so people hear it, they are worried about utility bills, they're worried about other bills that are going to come due, and I know that you're always an advocate, and you're going to be out there saying, hey, you got to give these people a break, or at least patience or grace time to make sure that, you know, something doesn't hit them from left field. And then I also have a question about unemployment compensation, if that is something you can address.
Yeah, let me address the first one. You know, so we are working. All the various departments are working together in the state. So we're working with the Department of Labor and Industry. We're working with the Public Utility Commission, which has been great in terms of you know, I think the Public Utility Commission just put out some information regarding shutting off utilities to not shut off public utilities. So that's one thing. So a number of these things are happening, and I can tell you what really is should make us all feel good is that a number of the private businesses that and the utility companies and the energy companies, they're looking at this and they understand this is a huge issue, and looking to see what they can do for their part to help alleviate these issues on businesses and also on individuals. So I think there are a lot of people that are working together, understanding you know, what the issues are. I can also tell you, guys, that, you know, Frank and Mark, that this is something where we're still getting information. We're still getting information about the effects, because the total effects aren't known just yet. We don't know how bad this is going to be, how bad it's going to affect businesses, but we're trying to model that as much as we can. So we will we'll do everything, and I think that I think a lot of the all the agencies are working together to try to do what we can to alleviate these problems that small businesses and the public in general are facing.
Unemployment compensation. Now, I know we were hoping to talk to Penny Ickes from Department of Labor and Industry. Did she join you yet? She was planning to.
Yeah, I don't know if she did. We're not in the same location right now, but I think she would better be prepared to answer that question.
Okay, and we will connect with her. Dennis, you've been great. I know you've been accountable, and I appreciate that. Thank you for the information, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay,
Secretary.
Frank and Mark. Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.